time now for this morning's edition of Faith Alive, brought to you by Father Brendan Hoban and Monica Morley.
Welcome to Faith Alive on this lovely Sunday morning. It's the 13th of May, and of course that date reminds us that today, of course, is the anniversary of the apparition in Fatima, which of course took place on the 13th of May 1917, so 101 years ago today since that apparition. Today, of course, is also the Feast of the Ascension, and of course, too, it's Communication Sunday. This day every year when we're all reminded of our responsibilities in media, that's media, social media, print media, and of course on broadcast media as well. So lots of responsibilities going with all of those areas now as we mark today Communication Sunday. Well, here on Faith Alive, we'll have lots of requests for special children receiving their first Holy Communion today, as it is, of course, the month of May, and it's always an important time for families who are preparing their children for first Holy Communion. So we wish all of them well today indeed. Also, I want to say that on the programme, we're going to have a very special feature for you today. It's a feature on the life of Nan O'Nagle. Nan O'Nagle was the foundress of the Presentation Sisters, and last Thursday night, four Presentation schools from Headford, Tuam, Athenry and Oranmore, well, they came together to mark 300 years since the birth of Nan O'Nagle. And what a wonderful, wonderful ritual they did, built around music, song, dance and story, all presented in the Basilica in Knock. Beautiful, beautiful setting for it, and a truly amazing evening. So here this morning on Faith Alive, I want to bring you a flavour of it, to let you hear from some of those who worked hard to prepare for it, some of those too who of course worked hard to participate in it. So a lovely treat for you this morning here on Faith Alive, and I do think that you'll enjoy that. Of course, too, your comments and requests will be welcome between now and 9:45. You can call us on 09496 30169. You can text us to 087 900 4141, and of course that line comes compliments of Prendergast Henry Chartered Accountants, Dalton Street in Claremorris. They're serving the private and the business sector now for 27 years. You can call them on 094 93 718 15. But the text line for the programme here this morning is always 09 087 900 41 41. And of course, always to feel free to email us either this morning or at any stage during the week to faithalive@midwestradio.ie. Just want to start with a letter indeed that I got in the post this morning, which again is always an option. You can send it to us here at Faith Alive, Midwest Radio, Ballyhonis, County Mayo. And it's a lovely note from Anne Freeman in Kilglass in Inniscrown, and Anne wants me to mention this morning that on next Sunday the 20th of May they will have Eucharistic Adoration in Inniscrown Church from 1 o'clock in the afternoon until 9 that night. That's an 8-hour spell of Eucharistic Adoration, and they'd welcome everybody to come along and join them in that very special evening and afternoon of prayer. Also, the Tuam Diocesan Adoration Group, they too are hosting 33 Hours Adoration in St. Charlotte's College next weekend, of course, next weekend being the Feast of Pentecost. It will begin with Mass on Saturday at 10 o'clock in the Cathedral, followed by procession to St. Charlotte's College, and all are welcome to that. It will conclude with Mass on Sunday evening at 7 p.m. in the Cathedral, and all welcome. A lovely way, of course, of marking Pentecost Sunday. And moving to Ballina, they're of course busy preparing for the World Meeting of Families, as all dioceses are, and they're going to have a special Family Fun Day in the Bishop's Garden at 3 o'clock on Sunday, that's the 10th of June. So a lovely idea there, a Family Fun Day being held in the Bishop's Garden, 3 o'clock on Sunday the 10th of June. And also, can I mention, for all the families who are having children receiving First Holy Communion, there will be a special opportunity for you to come along again to Knock on Sunday the 10th of June as well, for a special afternoon Mass there, 10 or 12 o'clock for all children and families who have received First Holy Communion this year. So, as I say, lots what's happening. And as always, feel free to contact us if you'd like us to include your notice here this morning. Just to say good luck to our niece Rosine O'Malley from Blackfort Manor in Castlebar. A very happy First Holy Communion Day today to you. And the message is, we'll see you later. Lots of love from the Faddens from Sunny Keel in Ackle. So we wish Rosine all the very best. Also, could you please give our best wishes to our two grandchildren, Cuiva and Sean Tenzi, who are receiving their confirmation this morning in Kilasser Church. Lots of love to them from Nanny and Grandad. So lots happening this morning, and we wish well indeed to all of the children and all of the families indeed who are preparing for their either First Communion or confirmation at this time. Ascension Sunday, and so now here on Faith Alive, we take a short reflection on the central message that's at the heart of the Ascension: hope. There are particular moments in all of our lives, a series of partings that have a mixture of sadness and of hope. And the sadness has to do with the past being shed to some degree, and the hope has to do with the promise that the future may bring something new. Examples of such partings are a child's first day at school, or a family member immigrating, or a priest about to leave one parish and start in someplace new, or the day after a wedding when the bride and groom drive off into the future. These are key moments in life, moments that we'll always remember. And I think we remember them because we find ourselves in that narrow space between the past and the future. We find ourselves in a middle ground between sadness and hope. Something is ending and something different is about to begin. You could call it an ascension moment. And I always think that Ascension Day is really about that middle space between sadness and hope, between something ending and something else beginning. Because that was the Ascension experience on the first Ascension Day. Jesus ascended into heaven. He disappeared into the clouds, and the disciples stood there looking into the empty sky. There was regret and sadness and a sense of ending. But he went, he told them, to send the Spirit. So there was a sense too of expectation, a sense of hope, a realization that something different was about to begin. So really, the Ascension is a great feast of hope. And when you think about it, hope is the most fundamental need in all of our lives. Sowing a crop in the spring is always about hope. A young person studying for the Leaving Cert is about hope. Two people deciding to get married is about hope. Going into hospital to have an operation is about hope. And no matter what shape our lives take, we fall back eventually on hope. When marriages come under strain, when we worry about those close to us, when serious illness strikes, when death comes into our families, we all fall back on our reservoirs of hope. And the story of the Ascension is a story that reminds us that even though we can find ourselves in a situation that seems difficult or even impossible, there may be at the heart of it a ray of hope that will redeem it. There may be in times of darkness a light that will continue to flicker and that will in time become a great source of power that can light up our lives. So the message today is that we are people of hope. We are Ascension people. People who don't deny the sadness or the difficulty, but people too who are prepared to underline the hope, because in that space between sadness and hope, we believe that God is present to us. We believe that God is with us.
My God, sway in my heart for my God loves me. His gentle hand, he stretches on.
A lovely, lovely hymn, My God Loves Me, sung there by Tommy Dell. And I want to play that this morning very specially to wish a very happy birthday to the Reverend Andrea Wills, wishing her all the very best. A very, very special birthday greeting to you this morning, Andrea. And this comes from all of your parishioners in Foxford Church, and especially from Beverly and Mitch, who wish you well today. Dedicated to Father John Dorkin Kilhasser. Good wishes to Father John from Paul and Áine Highland, and also for Matthew Duffy, Tourmachidy, receiving First Holy Communion. Good wishes to you, Matthew, from your godmother Fiona. And for all of the children indeed who are receiving First Holy Communion and Confirmation, we wish you well on this special day. The name Nan O'Nagel may not be familiar to listeners here in the West who haven't had connection with presentation schools or presentation sisters. But if you happen to have gone to school in the Presentation College in Headford or Tuam or Athenry or Cala Sanctus College in Oranmore, then these past few months you will have known much and indeed heard much too about Nan O'Nagel. Because this year, 2018, marks 300 years since the birth of this extraordinary woman. And last Thursday night, students, teachers, parents and friends from those four schools came together for a wonderful evening of celebration, a celebration before family and friends. But especially, I think, it was a celebration in gratitude for what Nano Nagel started and what many hundreds of presentation sisters have carried on over the past 300 years. I think rarely have I been at an evening built around music, song, mime and word that has been more prayerful or more beautifully done. And of course, much credit for that is due to all those who prepared meticulously for this evening over the past 6 months or so. So this morning here on Faith Alive, I want to bring you a flavour of some of that evening. And for this, I'm going to bring you interviews with those who were participating, those who did much of the background preparation work, and some of the presentation sisters too, who came along and just enjoyed the evening. For them, for once, they were the ones being served rather than serving. They were the ones hearing words of gratitude rather than expressing thanks. And they were the ones too, as you'll hear, who felt both pride and joy as the lantern of faith begun by Nano Nagel was being handed on to a new generation, a new and faithful group of young teachers, young students, families and many of their friends. So, to put it all in context this morning, I want to begin with the lady who dreamed it all up, the Deputy Principal in Presentation College Headford, Aisling McAlpine.
Well, I suppose I am a presentation girl myself from my own school days. I received my primary and secondary education from the Presentation Sisters in Athenry, and I was very fortunate to be appointed as Deputy Principal in Presentation College Headford last August. We celebrate 75 years in Headford ourselves this year of presentation education, but I was also very aware of the fact that this year marks the tercentenary of the founders of the Presentation Order, the birth of the founders of the Presentation Order, Nano Nagel, a Cork woman. And really, I suppose I just initiated a conversation with my two music colleagues in the music department in Headford, Aoife Cunningham and Siobhan Shaughnessy, about what we could do maybe to mark the anniversary of Nano Nagel.
Tell us a little bit about her. She's maybe not as well known as other foundresses of religious orders.
Well, I think it's only in the last 4 or 5 years, actually, that Nano has achieved the recognition that she so richly deserves as an educator. In fact, I think about 2 or 3 years ago, she was voted Ireland's most influential woman. She was a Cork woman, born into a wealthy Cork family, the Nagels. We're actually very lucky to have her great-great-great-grandniece, Sylvia Nagel, present with us here tonight. And Nano herself received an education in France and had a lovely lifestyle, but felt the spirit moving in her and a call to do something with her life. And after the passing of her beloved sister Anne, just felt that call more deeply and decided to engage in a mission to educate the poor of Cork, boys and girls.
You mentioned you're a past pupil mm-hmm. yourself, and I know as a past pupil of the Mercies, mm-hmm. they have a huge influence mm-hmm. in you at a very vulnerable stage mm-hmm. in your life.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, as I said, I received my own schooling from the Presentation Sisters in Athenry, and the Presentation Sisters in Athenry were part of the fabric of community life there. The convent is very centrally located in the town. We had a very close relationship with the sisters. I remember one sister in particular who was a teacher of mine when I was in senior infant, Sister Colette Dolan. She's gone to her eternal reward now, but she used to come to our family home every evening at 6 p.m. to pray the rosary with my family. And it would have been the similar of the other sisters in Athenry. We knew them by name, we knew them by nature, and there was a very strong affinity between the local people and the Presentation Sisters in Athenry. And you know, it just shows that the primary school and secondary school are both thriving there to this day. I think there's over 1,000 students in the present Athenry.
The ethos in these schools is very strong. Mm-hmm. I mean, as soon as you walk in, mm-hmm. you know this mm-hmm. is a school with a particular ethos.
Absolutely. I think at the heart of the presentation ethos is a sense of community and kinship. It's even remarkable as part of, you know, tonight's celebrations, being a presentation girl opened doors for me in even trying to secure, say, the Basilica in Knock here for the celebrations. Father Richard Gibbons, the PP in Knock, was a chaplain in Presentation College Headford at one stage. Una Nolan, who was the director of music, she's a Kildare woman, but in exile in Mayo at the moment, but she's a presentation girl from Kildare. It's almost like this network of people throughout Ireland, and it is that sense of kinship, of community, of belonging.
And there must be a great sense of pride today. I'm looking at all these students, 240 of them, you know, behaving exceptionally well, singing their hearts out. Yeah. It's quite extraordinary to watch.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can only speak of my own group of students. We have 100 students from Headford here. And what you're seeing today is a snapshot of how they are in everyday life in Headford. They're wonderful students, both in the classrooms and on the corridors. They give so much to school life and, you know, so willing, have given up all their lunch times, have come in for early morning rehearsals, after school practices. You know, really, young people can get bad press sometimes, but that is not my experience of them in over 20 years teaching. And the same would be true of the students that I'm meeting today from Tuam, from Athenry, from Oranmore. So well behaved, so giving, and really wanting to share their time, their gifts, their talents with us. Like, it's, you can feel it. It's palpable in the Basilica here today.
I'm thinking of the sisters, the presentation sisters. Obviously, they're all an older group at this stage. There must be a great sense of satisfaction for them watching the flame being carried on.
Mm-hmm. Well, Nan O'Nagle was known as the Lady of the Lantern. So it's very apt that you say that the flame being carried on, because that question, there's a very famous hymn Father Liam Lawton composed, and it's part of our programme here tonight, Who Will Light the Lantern? And, you know, I really feel, you know, having experienced the rehearsals here today, that question is answered for me now about who's going to light the lantern. And presentation sisters are coming, presentation sisters coming from Kilkenny, from Thurles, from Dublin, and they're all remarkably excited about it. Yes, the age profile is definitely old amongst the sisters at the moment, but they needn't worry, because they definitely have great standard bearers to carry on the flame of Nan O'Nagle in these students that are participating in the concert this evening.
Aisling McAlpine there talking to me before the concert. Well, those students were indeed eager and willing to take part in the evening. But before they performed, I spoke to some of them about what it meant to them to be in a presentation college and what the woman Nan O'Nagle meant in their lives. First, Aisling Burke, who's a first-year student in Calasanctus College in Oranmore.
I'm in first year.
And what do you like about secondary school now?
I like there's a lot of activities. So really, if you're into anything, there's a lot of things you can do. You got the choir, you have chess club, you have lots of sports. And it's just, no matter what you're into, there's something for you at Calasanctus.
So there's a lot of songs and there's lots of different parts to tonight's celebration. Can you tell me what your favourite piece is that you're going to sing tonight? Or maybe why you like a particular piece more than others?
I think it would be The Lady of Knock, because it was my granddad's favourite song. And one of my granny sisters, it was sang at her funeral. So it's just very close to me and my family. So
it must be special to be singing it in Knock as well as singing the hymn Our Lady of Knock.
Yeah, it's really nice, and it kind of gets a bit emotional because it's so close to me, but I really enjoy singing as well. So.
And I'm sure your family will be very proud of you here tonight.
Yeah, I know that my granny will be very happy that I'm singing this.
And
she'll be happy that I'm singing at all and giving her something to be proud of me for.
And I'm sure she'll be very proud of you, and I'm sure your parents and indeed all your family. Your teachers too. Tell me a little bit about your music teacher.
Well, I never really met her before, but she was very nice to us and she went through the songs, and I think we got them pretty quick, and it was just great to be there with loads of people I knew, and she was very nice to us and I enjoyed it very much. It was great because it was about Nan O'Nagle, and it was also for singing and the school, and it was just really nice to be with the other presentation schools and have a memorial for her.
And what's the thing about Nan O'Nagle that you think makes her most special?
When we were in religion and we learned a bit about her, I remember her sister took a piece of her expensive material and she gave it to the poor, and that's something that just comes to mind every time I think of her, that she didn't get angry at her sister about taking it, and it kind of was like, oh, maybe I should help people as well. I didn't actually realise till a while ago that she had lots of different schools, but once I realised, I was like, that makes her more amazing than she was.
This has been really opening up your eyes to all that the presentation sisters have been doing and Nan O'Nagle founded here in Ireland.
Oh yeah, I just think that when you see all the students here together, it just gives you like kind of a sense of pride for what she did, and it's great.
Aisling Burke there, a first year student in Calasanctus College in Oranmore. Well, Saoirse McNicholas is a sixth-year student in Headford College, and she explained to me some of the preparation that they had put in getting ready for the celebration of Nano 300 last Thursday night.
Well, down in Headford, we've been given up an awful lot of time in school, but it's all with really good heart and really good fun. We spend a lot of lunch times and break times, and sometimes during class we'll come out and we'll rehearse together with our two wonderful music teachers. We have Miss Shocknessy, who's kind of head of the choir, and then Miss Cunningham, who would be helping out with the orchestra. And we've been doing major rehearsals, and there's such a mix of music as well. You know, a lot of it would be religious and liturgical, but then on the other hand, I think there's some Coldplay in there, there's some Alesso, so it's kind of, it really caters for everyone. And I think that's why there's such a range of students doing it. You know, there's from first year to leaving cert in our school, I think we have a representative from every single year, and there's boys, there's girls, there's students like myself. I've been studying music in Headford for the last 6 years. But then there's friends of mine who have never studied music, but they just love to sing or play. And yeah, we've been putting in huge work now for tonight.
Music is the language of the soul. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I can sense your own excitement with it.
Yeah, I mean, I was a very shy student coming into first year, believe it or not. I was very quiet. And I remember on the first day I had music, I didn't even tell my teacher I was a singer. I told her I played guitar because my father himself is a guitar teacher. But I was a singer and I just did not want to let anyone know. I didn't want to sing for anyone. I was totally scared. But it must have taken me a few weeks doing music in Headford. It has completely changed me. It's really wonderful.
And meeting students from other schools has to give you another experience.
Indeed, yeah. I mean, it's such a social event. Like, we're down there rehearsing from 10 o'clock this morning, and there's huge work to be done. But at the same time, when we get our break and when we get our lunch, I've made so many friends with other schools.
All of this, of course, has been inspired by the person who was Nano Nagel. What does Nano Nagel mean for you?
Well, for myself, especially before this event, I don't think a lot of students were aware of who Nano was. But when everyone heard, it's been on the intercom for weeks in school, you know, rehearsals for Nano 300. And people started to ask the question, you know, who is she? What is she done? And for myself, I've had such a positive experience for the 6 years that I've been in school, and I'm a leaving cert student now, and just since first year, it's just been so positive. And I never knew that was the woman that kind of founded this whole presentation education. So just to think that it was all down to one person who really kicked it off and has given me the education that I'm leaving with in a number of weeks.
All of this, of course, very much comes out of a culture of faith. For you yourself, the values that you'll be bringing outside of school after all of this, how do you think your faith will fit into all of that?
Well, for myself, I think it'll guide me in a certain way, you know. The best thing about this event is for people that wouldn't be quite sure about their faith, you know, they get to hear Nano's story and see what her faith did for her. So it's definitely really a guiding light for students.
Saoirse McNicholas there, a sixth-year student from Headford College. Well, Athenry is also a centre where the Presentation Sisters established a centre for education. And Pádraig Kelly attends there. And again, he spoke to me about the influence that Nano Nagel has in the lives of the students there in Athenry College.
There's more than 1,000 people in the school, and it was founded by Nano Nagel, and we're moving to a new school next year.
Nano Nagel obviously is a very dominant figure in any presentation school. Can you just tell us maybe for yourself, what are the things in her life that maybe touch you or stand out for you?
Well, I've only started finding out more about her recently over this, we've been celebrating her, but what stood out for me is just how she just founded like education for children so that they could have a better life.
And is that very much the atmosphere that's in the school?
Oh yeah, everyone's given a chance to work hard and get what they want in life.
And what part does music play in your life?
Well, for me, my whole family is pretty musical, so it's a pretty big part. And in school, yeah, it's the same. It's definitely like one of my favourite subjects, and play for all like masses and anything in school that needs music. I really like Who Will Light the Lantern, because it's mainly based about Nano Nagel, and it's just, it's a pretty inspirational song, if you heard it. Like, the lantern is associated with her. The song is about who will light the lantern and, like, continue her work. So that's what the song is about.
I suppose in there is a challenge to young people like you to keep the vision that Nano Nagel had alive into the future, to keep that dream that so many of the sisters did in the past. Do you think young people like yourself are able, willing and ready for that challenge?
Yeah, I think we're ready for it, and I hope we will.
Cora Kelly there from Presentation College Athenry. Well, the fourth and final school involved in the celebration was Presentation College Tuam, and Rebecca Lane came forward to tell us on the evening about their school and the influence of Nano Nagel on the students there.
There's about 500 in the school. It's an all-girls school. There mightn't be that much of us compared to other schools, but we're a very close-knit community.
And of course, you're very much inspired by Nano Nagel.
With regards to our preparations for this, during the religion classes throughout the last couple of months, we've been practising the songs over and over again with our music teachers, and the orchestra have came together during the mornings and at lunchtime to practice for their part of the performance. I guess Nano Nagel has inspired us in the way that we're so encouraged to take part in things like this. Like, we have a great love of music in the school, music, drama, sport, and absolutely everything. They encourage us to get involved in as much as we possibly can.
I heard there earlier they were talking about the sense of community that's very much part of the presentation ethos.
Yeah, definitely. With regards to sports teams, you know, the older ones coaching the younger ones. With regards to the music and the dramas, we'd be taking part as an entire school. It's not broken up by years. And as well as that, there is the prefects who would meet with the younger students every morning of the week just to see how they're getting on.
So it's not just academic work you do in school in Tuam. You also are very much involved in the whole other side of life.
Yeah, of course, academics is important, but it's also important to recognise that there are other things in life that you need to enjoy and take part in.
Of course, a night like tonight is the highlight of it. What are you looking forward to about being there in the Basilica singing tonight?
Yeah, I'm really, really looking forward to it. I love singing as part of a choir, and with our own school we probably wouldn't have gotten the opportunity to sing with such a big choir, and especially backed by such a massive, incredible orchestra. And as well as that, the Basilica is just an incredible location for the concert.
Rebecca Lane there from the Presentation College in Tuam. Sample there of some of the lovely music that we had at that concert last Thursday night too. Well, throughout the night, those gathered were introduced to the wonderful story of Nano Nagel herself. And weaving the thread through the whole evening was former Headford student and indeed former Rose of Tralee, Maria Walsh. She herself, of course, is a native of Shrule, but on the night she was very much a proud past pupil of Presentation College Headford. And at the interval, she spoke to me about her connection with the Presentation Sisters and in particular Presentation College in Headford.
I was educated there, so I went to Presentation College Headford from Shrule in the year 2000. So I'm a few years out of it at this point. But as an alumni, I always like to keep an eye, and I visit the school once a year, particularly since Rose of Tralee, talking to young people. And when they asked me that they're putting on the celebration, I asked how could I help, and what a great night it is when you have song and dance and word and just great energy in the Basilica.
There's an extraordinary sense of community among this group. I mean, four schools seem to have gelled like one.
A lot of people don't realise this, but all four schools met today for the first time. So they all had their different bits of sheet music to practice over the last number of weeks. But today at 11 o'clock, all young people got on the stage and then they performed the most amazing concert. And you'd swear that they've been together for years and years and years. And it's great. It's a lovely calling to Nano herself when you have just teachers and young people that are aligned and want to create a great celebration.
The person Nano Nagel, I'm not a former Pres student, so I know very little about her, but from what you were saying there tonight, she seemed to have very much her hand on the call to service.
Yeah, her message was always around supporting those who needed her the most. A very grassroots look at community aspects. How can I help a portion of the community that just needs it? The extremely poor, the needy. I know her focus was very much Cork City, but her message spread nationwide and indeed international. The Presentation Sisters earned 120 countries at this point, serving the same message that Nano would have started way back when.
Sometimes those of us who are past pupils are shy about announcing our connection with the religious orders in today's climate. Yeah. You don't share that experience?
Not at all. I just met a former teacher of mine, Sister Claire. She was the first face I saw in 2000 when I walked into Presentation College Headford. We had a lovely first year's welcoming group, and she was at the heart of it, always sharing the message of Nano Nagel. It was that woman I learned what the lantern was about, and I've always carried that through. But I come from a great parish, but no, I wouldn't shy away from it. They probably shy away from me, but I wouldn't shy away from it.
Well, you've done a wonderful job tonight, and thanks for talking to us for Faith Alive.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you.
Maria Walsh there, the former Rose of Tralee and, of course, former Headford student as well. Well, on the night, many who came along had connections with Presentation Sisters or schools, but one person had a direct link with Nano Nagel herself. Sylvia Jordan is a great-great-great-grandniece of Nano Nagel, and on the night when the concert was over, she shared her feeling on watching this wonderful performance at Knock.
Very, very professional show. It's very impressive, and I'm sure Nano, with her very humble background, would be delighted.
As a family member, it probably gives you great pride to see this.
Absolutely. I mean, didn't expect there's just going to be such a phenomenal presence in terms of the musicality of the night, really.
Her spirit for the poor and serving seems to have carried on to the schools.
Absolutely. And I mean, I think even at home in the Nano Nagel Centre in Ballygriffin, it's still very much alive, and there's a new centre in Cork as well.
So you're delighted with tonight?
Absolutely. Thrilled.
Sylvia Jordan there, the great, great, great grandniece of Nano Nagel. Well, also present were some strangers, pilgrims who just happened to be there on the night in Knock. They were from Texas, and they, as Americans are, were more than pleased to share with me their feelings about being treated to such an evening of surprise with music and dance.
These children are putting on one fabulous concert. It's amazing the quality of their work. Their instrumentation is just outstanding.
It must have been quite a surprise to find yourself from Texas here in Knock suddenly being entertained like this.
Absolutely. We couldn't have asked for a better form of entertainment.
They marry the secular songs and the religious songs, the music, the dance very well.
They certainly do. I was very surprised to hear the Beach Boys.
And it was great, let me tell you. It was a very, very good performance. This kid are doing an excellent job. I see they are different schools because I see different skirts. So they have to practice some time together, and they have done an excellent, excellent job.
Of course, while the night was centrally about music, song and dance, it was too a night that was about giving praise and giving thanks. Praise and thanks to the many fine women who over the years had served loyally and faithfully as religious Presentation Sisters in the colleges now known as Presentation College Headford, Presentation College Athenry, Presentation College Tuam and Calasanctus College in Oranmore. Many of the sisters, of course, were present, and I think all of them enjoyed it. But just a few were willing to share with me their thoughts and feelings when it was all over. Firstly, Sister Mary McDonough.
I think it's just a wonderful gathering. It's just a beautiful concert, and how they coordinated all the different choirs. There are four different schools here tonight, and it's the work that they put into it to coordinate it. All the hours of practice and rehearsals, I think, is very worthwhile.
I'm sure sometimes the sisters wonder what the future will be, and yet when you see a night like this, it must give you great courage.
It does. It's really a great sign of hope.
Sister Mary McDonough there. Well, also present was Sister Concepta O'Brien, and again she shared with me her feelings after this concert.
It's just fantastic to think that these four schools got together and put such work into it, and it's all around one woman, Nano Nagel.
They're very familiar with her story.
They are. It's most our schools, really, and the teachers and the principals have really imbibed the whole spirit of Nano Nagel. I suppose in some ways it's due to one person, to Aisling, who is in Headford, who kind of headed it all up, you know.
Yes. And of course, she was both a pupil and she's now a teacher.
And a teacher, of, yes. Pupil of Ethanry and teacher in Headford. Yeah.
It's extraordinary the breadth of talent that's here.
That's right, that's right. I suppose over the years, you know, presentation education is not just about academics. It's also about the whole person and bringing out the talents of everybody. Some have more talent in music and playing, and some have talent in the games. You should come to some of our schools for the camogie and the basketball and all that. But really and truly, I think what happens at the end of the day is the spirit with which everything is done, and the care that's given to all our students.
There is a great sense of community here tonight.
There is a great sense of community, and I think it's that care that Nano Nagel took over the years, and that she just was thinking of others all the time, and that's the spirit in which the principals and the staffs of our schools have continued that over the years.
Of course, at this stage, there are probably very few religious sisters.
Unfortunately, very few, and of course, we're always hoping, as I said tonight, our doors are opened, the young and not so young. We've plenty in India and Pakistan and so on, but we'd love to have some in Ireland.
But clearly ye must feel that whatever the future holds, it's in safe hands.
Well, very definitely, and we have a lot of people who are associated with us. We call them friends of Nano.
Great. Well, it's a wonderful night. Congratulations. Yeah. We're celebrating 300 years.
And the spirit is still alive.
Well, it certainly is. Finally, Sister Elizabeth Maxwell spoke to me, clearly moved by all she had seen and heard. She could hardly find words to express her emotions and thoughts.
Really, I have to say, tonight was unbridled joy for me. I cried a few times. I was so happy to see the talent and the engagement of the students, but also the dedication of the teachers. It was outstanding. I mean, it couldn't have happened without them. And then the fact that the four schools came together, that's unique in our history, really, that to have such a gathering of talent and commitment and the celebration of the tradition, that really went to my heart. I'm 80 years of age now, and I'm going to die happy. I think our schools are in very safe hands, and it's just lovely to have been here to see, just to see how many students are being touched, and of course we only have a section of them here tonight, but how many lives have been touched, and to see the appreciation of presentation tradition and all of that. And it's spread out like the ripples in a pond, just keep spreading out among people and so on. As you can see, I'm talking too much, but I hardly know what to say. I'm so happy.
What struck me was how proud they all were of Nano Nagel, the ethos that they're carrying forward. There's
Absolutely.
A great sense of community pride.
Absolutely, and that's why I say I'll die happy. Because, you know, people lament the fact that there are not as many sisters around in any congregation today. And I won't pretend that it doesn't, and that it doesn't concern me at one level, but less and less so. And particularly on a night like tonight, when I see the charism, the gift, the legacy of Nano Nagel is alive and well. We have to let it go to spread out, and people are carrying it. They're carrying those lanterns in their hearts and in their hands, you know.
There was such a variety of talent on display here, all giving praise.
Absolutely. And I think you're right. I appreciate very, very much the fact that the Basilica was made available to the schools for this event. We couldn't have asked for anything more fitting, because we would always want to keep connected to our church. And where better than the Basilica in Knock? We're Catholic schools in a Catholic tradition, and we don't want to pretend otherwise.
And it's extraordinary that we hear so much about young people not interested, maybe young teachers not interested, and yet here tonight it's very evident that they too want to share in that Catholic tradition.
Oh, absolutely. See, you know, media generally don't quite capture, I think, the quality of life, the quality of faith even, and practice that operates down the country. And of course, it's at its best in the West. And I'm not a Westerner, but I do see it and I feel it. It's in our bones and it's in the traditions and the culture of people and family life and everything else in the West. And I just again, tonight was such a celebration of it. It was great.
I was very taken looking at the presentation sisters themselves. Mm-hmm. As you said, many of them were elderly ladies who were mm-hmm. here tonight. But it was, in a way, a great endorsement of the life of service that they have given.
Well, that is so true. And when I saw the sisters there, two or three of them in wheelchairs and on walkers, that had come from Kilkenny, because the schools, the school in Galway was founded from Kilkenny, and then of course so much went on then in Tuam, came from Galway, and Athenry came from Tuam, and it was that network. But in many ways Kilkenny was the fountain of what went on here tonight, and it's so moving to me to see them, as I said, handicapped and everything, prepared to stay overnight and everything else in order to be part of this.
There were so many connections, even your compere for the night, if that's what you call her, Maria Walsh, Rose of Tralee.
Yes.
I hadn't realised she too, a past pupil, very proud past pupil of Headford.
Yeah, and I suppose to me the surprise was that she was still living in Ireland, and I didn't realise she was until tonight. I thought she'd gone back to the States.
So leaving the Basilica tonight, you're obviously elated, happy, deeply moved by this whole experience.
And those three words sum it up. I'm very happy. As I said, I cried tears of joy. I'm elated, and I certainly will sleep well tonight.
Sister Elizabeth Maxwell there. Well, who will light the lantern? The question, I think, has found the answer, and it certainly found a beautiful way in the musical expression given to this wonderful hymn composed by Liam Lawton and sung and played so beautifully by the students and teachers from Presentation College Headford, Athenry, Oran Mór and Tuam.
Thank you.
My thanks this morning to everybody who helped me to compile that report here for Faith Alive. A special word of thanks to Aisling McAlpine and Siobhan Shocknessy for their assistance on the evening. But I also want to indeed on this occasion say a special word of thanks to everybody who was involved in that evening, to everyone who gave us such a wonderful evening of prayer, of praise and of thanksgiving. And we conclude by praying that the spirit of Nanonagel will continue to inspire generations of teachers and students. And we pray too that all those who have given their lives in her name may know how deeply it has been appreciated by those who have been blessed by their care and their kindness in the field of education. Okay, well, my thanks to everybody for listening this morning and indeed so many good wishes for the presentation sisters. Haven't time to include them as we've run slightly over time this morning. Angelina will be with us in just a moment with the death notices and we'll be back again next Sunday morning with another edition of Faith Alive. But for this morning, from Father Brendan Hoban and myself, Monica Morley, good morning.
Morning. It's time now for this morning's funeral notices. The death has occurred of Anthony Flynn, better known as Tony, Abbey Quarter Ballyhaunis and formerly of Grange, 4 Mile House, County Roscommon. Removal from his home this morning to St Patrick's Church Ballyhaunis for funeral mass at 12, with the funeral proceeding to the local cemetery. Family flowers only. Donations, if desired, to Mayo Roscommon Hospice Palliative Care Service, care of Gavin's Undertakers, Knock Street, Ballyhaunis. Nora Garrett, Ní Cattigan, Mullaro South, Clogher, Belmullet. Funeral mass today at 1 in St Brendan's Church, Tyrone, followed by burial in Fallmore Cemetery. Family flowers only. Donations to the Patient Comfort Fund at Belmullet Community Hospital. Kathleen Kitty Heffernan, Ní Gilboy, Abbey Street, Ballina. Funeral will arrive at St Muirdic's Cathedral this morning for Mass of the Resurrection at 11, with burial afterwards in League Cemetery. House private this morning, please. Family flowers only. Donations, if desired, to Western Alzheimer's, care of McGowan Funeral Directors. Elizabeth Craig, Ní Peyton, Birmingham, England, and formerly of Cluanara, Kilasser, Swinford. Funeral will take place in Birmingham on Friday, May 18th. Kevin Conan, Birmingham and London and late of Ballyvari. Funeral arriving at St Gregory's Church, Three Shires Oak Road, Smethwick, West Midlands on Monday at 7. Mass on Tuesday at 12, followed by burial. Peter Fox, Manchester and formerly of Brownstown Hollymount, suddenly. Reposing at St Joseph's Funeral Home Ballinrobe on Monday evening from 6 with removal at 8 to Our Lady of Sorrows Church Robeen. Mass on Tuesday morning at 9 followed by repatriation to Manchester. Patrick McAndrew, Tour Glass Belmullet and formerly of Gorth Brack Pullathomish at Mayo University Hospital. Remains reposing at his residence from 10 this morning until 6 on Monday evening, with the funeral arriving at Sacred Heart Church Belmullet at 9. funeral mass on Tuesday at 12, followed by burial in Glencastle New Cemetery. Family flowers only, donations if desired to ICU, Mayo University Hospital. Michael J. McCormack, Gary Duff Park, Castlebar, and formerly of Castle Toher, Williamstown, County Galway, peacefully at Mayo University Hospital. Reposing at the Cody Funeral Home on Monday evening from 5:30, with removal at 7 to the Church of the Holy Rosary, Castlebar. Requiem Mass on Tuesday morning at 11, with burial afterwards in Castlebar New Cemetery. House strictly private, please. Donations to Sightsavers, care of Cody Funeral Directors. Eamon Malloy, Manorfield, Kinnegad, County Westmeath, and late of Ballavari, at his residence. Reposing at Darby's Funeral Home, Main Street, Kinnegad, this evening from 4 until 6:30. Funeral Mass on Monday morning at 11 in Our Lady of Nativity Church, Leixlip, County Kildare, followed by private cremation in Mount Jerome Crematorium. House private at all times, please. Family flowers only. Donations, if desired, to St Vincent de Paul, care of Derby Funeral Directors, Kinnegad. Kathleen Mullis, Nee Butler, late of Church Street, Ballahadreen, County Roscommon, Swinford and Ballina, peacefully at Oakwood Nursing Home, Ballahadreen. Reposing in the Kilgariff Funeral Home, Ballahadreen, on Monday evening from 4, with removal at 6:30, to the Cathedral of the Annunciation and St. Nathy, Ballahadreen, arriving at 7. Mass of the Resurrection on Tuesday morning at 11, with burial afterwards in Kilconduff Cemetery, Swinford. Patrick, better known as Paddy O'Gara, Lissergool to Bohan, Castlerea, County Roscommon, peacefully in his 91st year. Reposing in the Kilgariff Funeral Home, Ballahadreen, this evening from 5 until 7. Funeral will arrive to St. Bathan's Church to Bohan on Monday for Mass of the Resurrection at 12, with burial afterwards in to Bohan New Cemetery. Albert Louis Michael Slater, Catford, London, and formerly of Garden Street, Ballina, suddenly in London. Funeral will take place in the Holy Cross Church, Catford, London, on Monday morning at 11. There will also be a memorial mass in St. Patrick's Church, Ballina, on Monday at 12:30. Family flowers only, donations to Friends of King's College Hospital, care of Francis Chappell and Sons, Verdant Lane, London. John Tarpey, Cahir Ahamore, Ballyhaunas, peacefully at the Queen of Peace Nursing Home, Knock. Reposing at the Queen of Peace Nursing Home on Monday evening from 5:30, with removal at 8 to St. Joseph's Church, Ahamore. Funeral Mass on Tuesday at 12, with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. Betty Walsh, Nee Quinn, Crea Road, Ballinrobe, suddenly. Reposing at St. Joseph's Funeral Home, Ballinrobe, this evening from 6:30, with removal at 8 to St. Mary's Church. Requiem Mass on Monday morning at 11, followed by burial in the new cemetery, Ballinrobe. Family flowers only, donations if desired to Western Alzheimer's, care of O'Malley Funeral Directors. Jimmy O'Brien, Wheelstone, Harrow, UK, and formerly of Carrahakeen, Clonburr, County Galway. Reposing in Savile and Son, Chapel of Rest, 107 High Street, Wheelstone, on Wednesday evening from 4, with removal at 6:30 to St. Joseph's Church, 191 High Street, Wheelstone, arriving at 7. Funeral Mass on Thursday morning at 10, with burial in Pinner New Cemetery, Pinner. And that concludes this morning's funeral notices. Midwest Radio extends sympathy to the families and friends of the deceased. May the souls of the departed rest in peace. All funeral arrangements are also available on our website, midwestradio.ie.
Meet Tony, a businessman from Castlebar. Last month, he wasn't sleeping well. Business was down and, well, he was worried. Then Tony had a dream. He decided to spend his entire advertising budget with Midwest Radio. Yes, his entire advertising budget.